This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at effects of adding protein to pasture-based feeding systems. This data was presented in the Journal of Dairy Science in February of 2022 and comes from the University of Vermont by Dr. Greenwood and their research group. Certainly, pasture continues to have interest here in the U.S., primarily because of the economic way of feeding cows on pasture. Certainly, organic dairy yield lends itself to more pasture systems. There is grass-fed milk being sold in the United States. From the cow side, usually less lameness when cows are on pasture. Consumers tend to see that as being very friendly, less stress on dairy cows. So what the University of Vermont did, Bill, is that they had six commercial dairy herds that they followed. These are primarily Holstein herds, but there was one herd of Jerseys, and some of these herds had what they call Holjoes, which are Holstein and Jersey crosses. They monitored for 6 weeks the quality of the pasture and cow responses. They looked at two treatments. One was the control, which would be their typical program, which include usually the grass pasture and small amounts of grain. And then they had the treatment, which would be top dressing, roasted soybeans and barley to give these cows extra bypass protein and extra energy coming from both the starch in the barley and the oil in the roasted soybeans. Results are pretty dramatic. 21% increase in milk yield. These cows were the control cows producing, because they're grass-based, around 50.4 pounds per cow per day, and the top-dress cows, 55.2 pounds. So a significant increase in milk production. However, milk components did not track with that. The milk fat test actually went down from 4.2 to 3.73. That may reflect some of the polyunsaturated fatty acids that we see in the roasted soybeans there and the extra starch. And there really was no increase in milk protein. In fact, a slight decrease in milk protein from 3.15 to 3.05, pretty typical for Holstein animals. The milk urea nitrogen, which represents the ability to capture that extra nitrogen, increased from 11.9 up to 14.0. So while we got extra nitrogen and protein into these cows, the cows didn't always capture that at this point. We also saw that the protein content in the control diets ranged around 14% crude protein from 13 to 15. When we added the soybeans and barley, that went up to around 18% with a range of 17 to 20%. The pasture quality varied, as you would expect, from farm to farm. The NDF from 47 to 52%, which would be modestly low for a high-quality pasture. The protein content, however, of that pasture was modestly high at 16.7. And, of course, it's pasture, the sugar content ranged from 6 to 8%. The pasture composition was also checked. It ranged very heavy in grass, 60 to 72% grass on these six farms. Legumes, 12 to 21%. Interesting, Bill, they did a weed count, and yeah, there are weeds in some of these pastures, 10 to 27% here. And then, of course, some of the grass is dead when they did the evaluation of the pasture, 6 to 16%. So the take-home messages here is that the top-dressing pasture systems with, in this study, with extra fat and bypass protein did increase milk performance. However, components did not follow it. Certainly, it means that we need to monitor the amount of rumen undegraded protein in these feeding programs because grasses are very high in rumen-degradable protein, and that same thing applies to energy. Well, that completes the program. Thanks. Have a great week.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilin Ruminant. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
Thank you for listening and supporting the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.